This is the way of fairness. I don't know if any of you have had any experience about what I'm wanting to talk about. It's like they insinuate that there's a contract on you, or that you're going to be killed or something like that. And it's kind of like a head game that they play on you. And it goes along the lines of gang stalking or intimidation, mental duress. And it's they operate as a group, as a gang. So it's like there's this idea that their gang is going to put a hit on you. And this probably originates with the gangs that are actually doing it. So it's like a mimicking behavior, probably, that they can get. They can put people in a lot of fear. And the gangs like that, in my lifetime, they've been on all the jobs. And I've always ended up butting heads with them. And so they send me home, even though I'm fighting against this atrocious behavior. I get sent home because the gang is operating as a cohesive unit that's getting the work done. And so we don't really have effective laws about this kind of thing, because it's against corporate policy. It's against the status quo method of making money. And it's kind of like the way of the world. So you think, you know, well, I could call the police, but the police are looking for the person that's not under their control. So they show up and they're doing the same thing. They're in a group, in a gang, that wants to get the person that's not under the control, under their control. And they typically might side with the established abusive gang. And so people have a fear of getting help from the police for that reason. And it's a difficult thing to fight, but as a unit, that we can create a bigger unit, people that are protecting our families from unfairness. And I told them that. I told these guys just a minute ago, as I was riding by, I overheard, excuse me, I overheard, should we do it? I'm supposed to do it. You know, and I have had people tell me that they're supposed to end my life or something. They're, according to their direction, they're supposed to harm me or something. And, you know, it's all different races. These two instances are involving white people. And it can be any race that does the intimidation game on other people. But my spirit I work with told me that the neighbors are afraid of those guys. And, you know, it's probably, there was some neighbors that were not afraid. They were outside. And then, in fact, one of them said, it was the neighbor across the street, one of them said, are we going to do it? And so they're playing this game of, are they going to do something? And then they've been bringing up, it's involving my family, somebody in my family. And so, you know, we're protecting our families from unfairness. That's what we do. And we have more power than these small gangs, although they're dangerous. They have machine guns and so forth. Like in L.A. and Chicago especially. And there's gangs in Provo. And there's gangs everywhere, I think, nowadays. So we need to have a bigger gang of fairness people, that people that are protecting our families from unfairness. And yeah, so we're helping people that need help with somebody being unfair to them, because typically there's somebody that's afraid to even speak about what's going on, you know. So you fight against this energy that's trying to obstruct you from having any freedom, and you end up finding something that's hidden, that's really, really horrible somewhere. That's been my experience. When I start confronting this force against me, that's when they arrested Warren Jess, for example. And I was having dreams about the power that was protecting him, and it was evil. It was the devil. And well, I said to those guys that the devil's watching you. And so I'm playing a different card now. It's like the devil's helping me, so your devil god's not going to help you, because it'll help me. So then, I don't know. The vibe I want to put out is what I want them to know. If they'll be fair, they're totally forgiven for whatever, if they'll just agree to be fair to me. So we all need to be fair to each other. And I did explain to him, I'm feeling this vibe like it's a death threat against me. And you know, that I'm sure I'm not the only one that has this feeling, like there's people that are trying to control them with death threats. And you know, that's like the norm in the big cities, Chicago and LA. Anyway, we need to explain how there's a way that we can live our lives without putting other people in fear and harming innocent people. And we need to get some laws that protect us on this, in this regard. Anyway, if you have some ideas on what we can do about it, let me know. Text or call or email. Comments don't work well. There's too much spam, and I don't know the difference. And anyway, thanks for listening. So that's the recording, and that was recorded yesterday, 6/22/22, and this morning, still being tormented by the thoughts in my mind. I hear they're gonna cut my son's throat. We're fighting against the Mormon Savior. There's people that were using the Mormon Savior against me. So there's some people in the town across the way that were in the wrong. So all the God stuff, the devil stuff, and God stuff, and alien stuff, and all the stuff is irrelevant. The only thing that's relevant is fairness. We're the way of fairness. And the highest law is fairness. Don't be unfair to others. And don't allow anyone to be unfair to you. Now, that's why we're forming a group, so we have a great power from the universe, from all that is, from the all. The all-powerful all, because it's everything. And we're asking for help to stop, so that we can be empowered to stop others from being unfair to us. So everything else is irrelevant. Thank you.